6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, June 15, 2022. The Power Hour, hour number two in full swing. Dave Prieger with you, and it's, you know, of course, we have the news. You'll get it in your email blast. We've got a 15% off site-wide sale, excluding dropship products, going on at the Power Mall, which is how we stay on the air. We can bring people like our next guest on. You know, there's some serious things going on. Remember, I told you a while back that I had a school nurse actually intimate to me that she could have my daughter taken out of my home with one phone call. Well, there's something more than an intimation going on right here. There is literally a scenario going on in the state of Idaho that actually did happen. You may have heard of the shocking case of baby Cyrus taken from his family by Child Protective Services. And we've got the grandfather of baby Cyrus, Diego Rodriguez, on the phone with us right now at the Power Hour. Sir, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Dave. We really appreciate it more than you know.
All right. Well, so now you're exposing the Child Protective Services of medical. You're basically accusing him of medical kidnapping. For those who are not familiar with the case, you've got video footage. You've been documenting this. You got a timeline. I'm going to let you just take the floor right now and explain, one, how did this whole bloody thing start? What did you do when you found out? Give us the whole scenario. I'm going to just give you the microphone. I'll let you go for it.
Sure. We're not just accusing it of a medical kidnap. I'm full-fledged accusing them of being a part of a worldwide, but particularly American-based network of child trafficking. Not only is it full-fledged child trafficking, but this is the largest and most proliferate child trafficking ring in the history of the world. And I say that not as just an accusatory statement or as trying to be bombastic, but we can prove it. It's defined exactly as that very thing, and it is happening all across the country. And when people learn what's really going on, and I'll explain it to you guys right here on your show, it should mortify everybody. It's shocking. It's disgusting. And what people don't know is that every single American taxpayer is funding it. This is a government-subsidized child trafficking ring, and it happens in all 50 states, even the states that people think are good states like Texas and Florida and Tennessee and whatnot. It doesn't matter. All 50 states are doing this exact same thing. And so I'll tell you guys the exact story what happened with baby Cyrus. But before I tell the story, for those who haven't heard it, I do need to give a little bit of background, because as I've been doing this for the last 2.5 months and been sharing the story with people, most folks have a very hard time believing that the story is true, because we have all been conditioned to believe over time that the organization called CPS, or Child Protective Services, which you already mentioned as you got this this hour started, is in existence for the sole purpose of protecting children from abusive parents. So the idea is, if your parents are child abusers, then the government's going to step in through CPS, and they're going to come and save that child and save the kid. Well, that's what I believed, and most people believe that. Most people are under that assumption or perception. But what I found is that nothing could be further from the truth. Not only is that a complete lie and a complete myth, but the exact opposite is what is actually taking place. Very, very, very few cases. You might, you know, maybe somebody, one of your listeners, knows of a story where there was an abusive parent and CPS came in and protected the child. But what we find is that that is a fraction of a percentage of what really goes on at CPS. And some states call it something different than CPS. What really is going on here is this. The United States federal government, through an act passed in 1997 by Bill and Hillary Clinton, and yes, I said it that way on purpose, it's called the Adoption Safe Families Act, ASFA, commonly called ASFA. It actually has created a financial incentive for all 50 states to kidnap children without cause or reason. So all 50 states, this happened to us in Idaho where we live, in all 50 states, but I'm going to give you the example of Idaho since that's what happened to us. The state of Idaho in this instance receives money from the federal government whenever it kidnaps any child for any reason whatsoever. As soon as that child is then placed into the hands of foster care, it gets a second payment. every single month that that child stays in foster care, it receives additional payments monthly. Now, most people know that a foster care parent will receive a monthly payment or stipend from the government in order to care for a child. What they do not know is that that payment that the foster parent receives is a fraction of what the government, the state government, receives for the administrative care of that child. I'll give you an example. Let us say that you're a foster care parent in the state of Idaho and you get $600 per month to care for a foster child. Well, you might get $600 a month, but the state of Idaho is getting $5,000 a month for that same child that's in your care. So every single month they keep that kid, they're making more money. Finally, their goal is to get that child adopted out of the system and sent off into adoption because they get a bonus for the child being adopted out. And so their goal is to keep the child for 15 months outside of the care of their parents, because according to federal law that's part of this ASFA Act passed in 1997 by Bill and Hillary Clinton, if your child is outside of your care for 15 consecutive months, your parental rights are automatically terminated. You are no longer the parent of that child, and that child is now 100% permanently in the custody of the state. The state then can adopt that child out and make money off of that child. Now, it is also a statistical fact that these children who are being taken from their parents are 7 times more likely to end up in a homosexual couple's home than in a heterosexual couple's home. So that is another goal of the entire program, is to populate the children of heterosexual couples, or the households of homosexual couples. That's 7 times more likelihood according to statistics. So what's going on here is this. By definition, child trafficking is kidnapping children for profit, taking children away from their families and putting them in the hands of another for money, for profit. That's the definition of child trafficking, and I don't think anybody here would reject that definition. Well, that is exactly what's going on. A state government is taking children forcibly at the point of a gun away from their parents for no reason whatsoever. We can give you examples of reasons that they give, but it's no legitimate reason whatsoever. And they're getting paid for it. Therefore, that is child trafficking, period, end of sentence. And most people are under the assumption that child trafficking is, like some cartel or something like that who's, taking children through in the darkness of the night and sending them across the border through a secret tunnel and then shipping them off to Epstein Island or to some rich French billionaire or something like that. And that is what they think child trafficking is. And I'm not saying that that is not going on. What I am saying is that numerically and statistically, the amount of times that goes on in comparison to what I just described through CPS is peanuts. It's like there's no comparison whatsoever. Furthermore, this is a $60 to $80 billion a year industry. What I mean by that is, according to the numbers that have been given to us by people who've been studying this for years, because remember, I'm brand new to all this. All the information I'm giving to you, I've learned in the last 2.5 months simply because I'm experiencing it personally. It happened to my family when they kidnapped my grandson. Well, the United States federal government gives up to $80 billion a year to states in order to do this very thing, to traffic children. And here's the disgusting part. If the federal government is taking it, of course, that means it's coming from your tax dollars, or paying for it by the tax dollars that are collected from the American people. However, what people don't know that makes it even more disgusting to so many people is that this is not a new tax. In 1997, when they passed this law, they didn't create a new tax in order to fund it. This money is simply taken from the Social Security fund. So as most of our aged citizens know, they're not getting all their Social Security. They should not expect to receive Social Security. Social Security benefits have been pushed back, from the early 60s to 63 to 65 to 67 to 68, now to 69. Some people not collecting until they're in their 70s because the funds aren't there. Well, a lot of the reason for that is because the money that's supposed to be going and that was promised to our senior citizens is being used to finance state-subsidized child trafficking. So when they threatened to take your daughter or your granddaughter away, or your child or grandchild away, they were going to pay for that with the money that you've given them through your Social Security payments. And that is what's been going on in America for over 20 years. And this is such a serious thing that the last time it was exposed by anybody, it was a senator in Georgia named Senator Nancy Schaefer. You may have heard of her before as well. She's a conservative senator, a very good woman, a godly woman. Her and her husband been married for decades, had multiple children and I think over a dozen grandchildren. And she was a senator there in the state of Georgia. One of her constituents brought the same information I'm bringing to you guys happened to one of her constituents. They brought it to her. She started researching it, made it a passion of hers because she saw how disgusting it was, how far out of line that actually had become. Where she is, it's not called CPS. It's called DCFS, the Department of Child and Family Services. And she started to research the entire thing. She used her power, her influence, as a state senator there to gain access to more information, to follow the money trail, to see where the money's coming from, where it's going. And she produced a report called The Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. And you can still find that report on the internet today. She went around the country giving speeches, telling people about the corruption of Child Protective Services, and where she was at again, the department is called DFCS, which is actually very common around the country. In Idaho, it's called the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. So whatever state you're in, it's probably something similar to one of those two titles, the department that receives the funds for all this. Well, anyhow, she went around exposing this everywhere, and she was making a documentary to totally and completely expose everything that she had learned about the Department of Health and Welfare, or DCFS, or Child Protective Services, take your pick what you want to call it, where the money's coming from, where it's going to, everybody who's involved, completely exposing the entire thing. And before that documentary came out, her and her husband were found shot to death in their home in Georgia in 2010. So this is how serious this is. This is where people just really don't understand the depth of it. I didn't understand. I was fully ignorant. I'm not over here acting like, oh, I've known all this for all these years. I hope everybody else will wake up. Absolutely not. I was ignorant as sin as everybody else was, assuming that CPS is there for good reasons, and it's absolutely not. What we're gonna find here is that as you uncover the mask and you get red-pilled, to use that colloquialism, we will find that CPS and child trafficking in America for the last 20 years is on par with the greatest evils and wickedness in the history of the United States, right there with abortion and right up there with, you know, the racial injustices of our past and slavery, etc. This is right up there at the top, because my brothers and sisters, if you can have your children that God gave you to raise kidnapped from you by force at the point of a gun, subsidized by your government, first of all, you are not free. You do not live in a free country. You are not living in a land of freedom. And secondarily, that is one of the gravest and most wicked evils that man has ever devised, is the kidnapping by force of children for profit. And that is exactly what's going on.
So, Diego, you've got doctors, social workers, and cops involved in this as well.
Everybody's involved. So everybody you said is true. Doctors, social workers, police officers, an endless amount of bureaucrats, politicians, judges. It's unbelievable, everybody who's involved. And when you realize that, look, for example, when you go to family court, completely separates itself from the Constitution of the United States. So the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution, which is one that most people are not very familiar with. In fact, most people aren't familiar with hardly any of their rights of the Constitution other than the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. Some people know the Fifth, but they don't know the rest of the Constitution because we're not teaching it in government schools today. Well, the Sixth Amendment guarantees you a right to a speedy and public trial. When you're an accused person in a trial, you are guaranteed a right to a speedy and public trial. So both of those are incredibly important. The most important one is that it's public. Why is it so important to have a public trial? Well, think about it. If you can be tried, sentenced, prosecuted, etc., all in secret by one person, a judge, that person has godlike powers. They can say, hey, Dave, guess what? Guess what we're going to do? We're going to try you. So come here to court, and they take you to court. Nobody knows what's going on. It's all behind closed doors. It's all secret. It's all sealed. Nobody can know. You're then prosecuted. You're put in jail in Siberia for the rest of your life. They ship you off to Siberia. You're in jail over there in prison for the rest of your life. Nobody knows what happens to you. Nobody knows where you were. Nobody knows what's gone on. There's no history, nothing, and your life is over, and it's all in secret. Well, that's the power of a monarchy. That shouldn't be the power of a place where we have freedom and we're supposed to have a representative republic. Well, guess what? That's how it goes in family court today. It's all sealed. Nobody can know what's going on. It's secret. The reason I've been doing all these interviews for the last 2.5 months is because when my daughter and son-in-law went to court, you know, 2 days after they kidnapped baby Cyrus, they have something called a shelter care hearing. That's part of the law, and so you'll see that everywhere. The entire thing, and they actually had a represent, you know, they were represented by an attorney, and which they told us is the first time they'd ever seen it happen in over 2 years in the state of Idaho to actually have an attorney representing the family at the shelter care hearing, which should just show you how wicked and evil it all is. I'm talking about a private attorney. Well, anyhow, guess what? That entire court case and that entire hearing is all private. It's all a secret. Nobody's allowed in there. The public's not allowed in there. Even the attorney's partner wasn't even allowed in there, right? So they have a law firm, and there's, you know, a team of attorneys. Only one of them was allowed in there. The entire thing is sealed. Nobody can know what happened. And my daughter and son-in-law were placed under a gag order. The judge told them if they're even to mention or speak about what happened in the case room that day, in the courtroom that day, that they would be arrested and they would never get baby Cyrus back ever.
Wow. This is incredible. Diego Rodriguez is with us on the phone, folks. If this is shocking your conscience and you've got questions about this, 844-769-2944. Diego, this 2.5 months that you've been doing the research, you sound like you've been, you know, totally immersed in this stuff. Now, exactly how did baby Cyrus come to be taken in the first place?
So in baby Cyrus's case, he has something called cyclical vomiting syndrome. When he was kidnapped, he was 7 months old. This was 2.5 months ago, and he's now had his one-year-old birthday. He still has this, you know, this issue. It's called cyclical vomiting syndrome. It's not uncommon, but it's also not a common thing. There's books about it. There's doctors who are specialists in it, et cetera. Most doctors have heard about it. They know what it is. But nobody knows the cause of it. They know what the diagnosis is. It's a baby who just starts throwing up uncontrollably for a few days, then goes back to normal for a few days. Starts throwing up uncontrollably for a few days, goes back to normal for a few days. And this actually could happen in adults as well, what we've since learned. Anyhow, baby Cyrus began with cyclical vomiting at 7 months old. So his parents, like any good parents, having no idea what in the world's going on, took their baby Cyrus to doctors and to specialists and to naturopaths and to chiropractors and to alternative care and to functional medicine. They went everywhere you could imagine to try to figure out what's going on with baby Cyrus and get him cured. Well, my children, you know, they were raised, my daughter's a homeschooled daughter. We have 5 children. She was raised, you know, natural. And by that, I mean, you know, we try to eat well. We're relatively health conscious people. Her husband came from a homeschool family of 11 who are very health conscious, even more so than us, you know, purely breastfed, you know, ate all natural and raw foods, the whole works. And so likewise, both families are, you know, relatively healthy families and don't have a whole lot of confidence in allopathic hospitals. And so we've stayed away from them our whole life. So has Levi, which is my son-in-law's family. We don't have a lot of confidence in them. It's like, you know, you only go there if you got in a car accident and your arm got chopped off and you need to get reattached or something like that. But we don't see them as very good places for health because, you know, anybody who was not aware of how dangerous hospitals are probably got red pilled during the whole episode with COVID here, where everybody's being forced to take these fake vaccines that are harming people, et cetera. Well, anyhow, they didn't want to go to a hospital and they tried to stay away. However, they went to an office called Functional Medicine of Idaho to see a nurse practitioner there. And after one of baby Cyrus's vomiting episodes, he had become dehydrated, which is common. You typically just rehydrate him with Pedialyte or something of that nature. But in this case, this nurse wanted baby Cyrus fully rehydrated. And in her words, the only place where you could fully rehydrate baby Cyrus was at St. Luke's Hospital in Boise, because they were the only hospital that could give baby Cyrus an IV, or in this case, an IV to an infant. So, and I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they were told, that the only place where baby Cyrus could get an IV was at St. Luke's Hospital. So they reluctantly went there with the idea that they were only going to go there for a couple of hours, get baby Cyrus rehydrated, and then go back home. Well, when they went there, of course, their worst fears were imagined, just like you would imagine most of these hospitals, these big allopathic hospitals that are subsidized by the government. So they're really, you know, arms of the government when you look at it that way. They go there, and of course, they said, no, you can't leave. You need to stay here. If you leave, it's going to be against medical advice, and so we'll call CPS on you. And so this is where they first were put under, you know, the purview of CPS, was by a threat at the hospital. So they stayed overnight the first night. They ran every test imaginable on baby Cyrus. The next day, his lab test, blood test, urine test, everything, they come back that he's fine. They can't figure anything wrong with him. So they say, okay, baby Cyrus is fine. He's rehydrated. Can we go? No, you can't go if you go. And it was Dr. Natasha Erickson, who's now suing me, by the way, because I'm telling this story that I'm telling you right now. I've told this story multiple times. And so now her and her hospital are suing me for telling the truth and telling the story of what they do. But that's a secondary part of the story we'll get into later if there's time. So what happened?
We'll make it. Yeah.
What's that?
I said we'll make the time.
Yeah. Okay.
We have so, you know, we're coming up to the break in a couple of minutes. So
all
just
right,
to kind of give you an idea, you know, so we're at the hospital right now, and we've got these practitioners that all think that they know more about taking care of your kid than you do, and so they've threatened baby Cyrus and the parents.
That's right.
You know, with all of this, and continue.
And they don't just think that they know more than everybody else. They think that they're God. And our culture has worshipped doctors in the most unholy fashion for decades. And it's probably the true source of everything is our unholy worship and admiration of doctors as if they're gods. You know, this is why we have COVID. What most people don't remember, because history doesn't teach it, is this is how the Holocaust happened. You know, Hitler didn't rise to power and say, we're going to wipe out all the Jews because I hate Jews. How did he do it? How did you get all these people to consent to murdering millions of people in your midst? Well, he called it a public health crisis, and they got all the doctors who all had consensus that, hey, all these Jews being here is a public health crisis. They're going to make us all sick. And all the doctors came out in consensus, all in favor of whatever the state wanted them to do. And this is how the Holocaust took place, is by our unholy worship of doctors. And we've been doing this for decades in this country, and it's just terrible.
Well, it is. And we're going to be back after this short break with Diego Rodriguez. We're going to continue this conversation. I want to find out more about this lawsuit. And baby Cyrus, I understand, is now back with the parents. Is that my understanding?
That is correct.
All right, but we're going to get to the meat of this thing and find out exactly what's going on behind the scenes after we get back from the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. You want to stay with us for the rest of this show. Be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Central Time, Wednesday, June 15, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We have been spending the last segment with Diego Rodriguez talking about baby Cyrus. Now, why is this important to you? Well, you want to talk about your freedoms and your rights being taken away? I mean, it's bad enough. We got all this. To me, it's nothing but a smokescreen to cover up what's really going on. One person goes out and commits something stupid and takes out a bunch of lives, supposedly. I'm not going to get into the same thing that got Alex Jones in trouble because he's, you know, started intimating that Sandy Hook never took place, and we can't say that about Uvalde. But there's something even more nefarious and sinister apparently going on right now in every single State Department of Child Protective Services. Diego Rodriguez is with us on the phone. He is the grandfather of baby Cyrus, and he's exposing this entire process of what happened to his grandchild as part of a bigger, nefarious plot to medically kidnap and child traffic your kids. This is something you're going to want to listen to, and if you have something you want to contribute or a question you want to ask to get into the deep, dark, dirty secrets we're going to get into in this segment, 844-769-2944 is the number to call to chime in if you have a question. And we want you to stick to the topic. If you've got a similar scenario you want to bring forward to possibly get some additional evidence or help, this is the number to call right now. Diego, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us here, Dave. We really appreciate it.
All right, so now the baby is back with the parents, but they obviously had to jump through some really serious hoops to get him back. I'll let you go ahead and tell the balance of the story before we get into the more sinister stuff that's going on.
Sure. So basically what happened is after baby Cyrus was there in the hospital for a couple of days while they're racking up a bill, and you know, they're on a private pay. So obviously they don't want to rack up a big bill because my son-in-law doesn't have insurance. After a few days, he was there for 4 days. They couldn't figure out anything wrong with baby Cyrus. In fact, after running every single test imaginable, giving him a toxic poison, which is a barium contrast test, and giving him terrible care, they couldn't figure out anything wrong with him. So they had to ultimately discharge him and let him go. Now, mind you, I told you earlier before we went to the break that they were warned, if you try to leave early, it's going to be against medical advice, so we'll call CPS on you. So with that threat, they stayed. We said, we don't want CPS called, so we're going to stay because we've been threatened. Well, they called CPS anyhow, and a CPS worker who happens to have an office downstairs in the hospital, and most allopathic hospitals around the country, we found there is a worker there ready to go in a moment's notice to take your kids away from you, came up and interviewed my daughter. So my daughter's there by herself because it was the afternoon when my son-in-law had taken off to go back to work because he'd been out of work now for 2 or 3 days while he was there. Actually, yeah, it was the third day. She's being interviewed now by CPS. And they're asking all these invasive and intrusive questions like, you know, why don't you have health insurance? How does your husband treat you? Do you guys have food at home? What's going on in your family life? What does your husband do for a living? All these things that are none of their business. and just to get them under their purview, because at any moment in time, they can take any child for any reason, period, no matter what. And I'll give you a whole list of reasons that we've heard as anecdotes from people who've talked to us, as we've done everything we can to expose this both nationwide and locally. And of course, this story went national and even international. So it was a very high profile story. So people were contacting us from all over the place and telling us their stories. But, here are the examples of once CPS is called and whoever it was who told you, a school nurse, whoever said that all I have to do is make one phone call. That's exactly true. And there's no evidence necessary. There's no due process, which is our right under the Constitution. It is simply one phone call. The cops show up at your door and they can take your kids away at their discretion in the moment that they're at your house. So you should not ever let them in your house, even if they seem friendly or nice or kind, because they lie and they manipulate on purpose in order to take your kids away. It's part of what they do. It's part of the history of this going on for decades. In fact, many people have said that the police departments are being paid through this program as well. They get additional bonuses at the department for as many children as they take away, because they are the ones who forcefully take the children away. Well, in our case, of course, the entire thing was videotaped, and this is why it went viral. The reason why this whole thing went viral is because the absolute abuse of power enforced by the police was all filmed, and they can see it today on our website at freedomman.org. So if anybody wants to see this horrible thing take place, see my daughter abused and manipulated, see my daughters arrested, watch baby Cyrus be forcibly taken out of their hands, watch the entire thing take place, you can see it at that website, freedomman.org. It's absolutely disgusting. But when my daughter filmed it, she didn't just film it. She live streamed it on Facebook when it happened. So people were watching all over the country when this happened 2.5 months ago. Anyhow, after 4 days of being in the hospital, they were let out of the hospital. And with the direction by the doctor that you have to come back in 2 days to the same clinic that sent you here and do a follow-up appointment with them there. They said, that's fine. We don't care. So they went back to this follow-up appointment. When they went back to the follow-up appointment, baby Cyrus had had a vomiting episode over the weekend, and he had lost some weight. So when he went back to the follow-up appointment, he had lost 35 grams, which is 1.23 ounces. So it's not a lot of weight. It's basically meaningless, but, you know, they're going to use whatever they want to use in order to terrify you. So after that appointment on Monday, where he had checked in and lost 35 grams, they wanted him, the same clinic wanted him to come back on Thursday. So they came back on Thursday, and apparently then he still wasn't doing much better. So the nurse practitioner named Aaron Dykstra wanted baby Cyrus to come back the next day for one last appointment, or just another appointment rather, and they consented to it. That's fine. We'll come back again tomorrow. And he played it down like it was no big deal. He said, don't worry about it. I don't have to be here. My assistant can take care of everything. It's just a weigh-in. We're just going to weigh baby Cyrus before going into the weekend, and that's all it's going to be. And they said, that's fine. So the next morning, my daughter woke up. She was feeling a little bit under the weather. And, you know, during the days of COVID, they're saying, if you feel sick or you have any sickness, stay away, shelter in place. Don't come to any hospital or any clinic or any medical facility or what have you. So, you know, they're trying to be good citizens and obey the rules. So she wakes up, feels a little under the weather, calls them and says, you know, I feel under the weather. I'm not going to come in for that appointment today. And she canceled the appointment. Now, when she called, nobody answered the phone. So she canceled just by leaving a message. And that was it. That was all it took for CPS to be called, for the police to show up, and for a whole series and train of events that's going to end in violence and abduction to take place. A simple call, a simple cancellation of an appointment. Her appointment was at 10 a.m. Nurse Aaron Dykstra from Functional Medicine of Idaho decided at that moment, well, we can't get a hold of Marissa because they did call her back. And when they called her back, she was asleep. And so she didn't answer the phone. So he called CPS 20 minutes later. At 10 a.m. was her appointment. The medical records show that at 10:20 a.m. he called CPS. And from there, social worker gets involved, the police get involved, and the rest is all history. Baby Cyrus was forcibly taken that night, and you can see it all on video where we already mentioned. Well, from that point, baby Cyrus was taken. I had to watch the entire thing happen. I was with my family. They held me back at a point of a gun, threatened to shoot me. We had people, part of a network we're a part of, which is called People's Rights, which was started by Ammon Bundy. And it's just a network of people who basically agree to defend one another if their rights are being violated. So this is happening after midnight on March the 11th. So, you know, almost 3 months ago now. It's over 3 months now. It's June 15th. So, yeah, this is over 3 months ago. And people started showing up. They sent out a message. Some people were already watching it on Facebook, so they knew it was happening. But then a communication was sent out via our internal people's rights, is what it's called, communication system. And so people started showing up to film the whole thing. And then, you know, Ammon, who's a personal family friend of ours, he found out about it, even though it was late. I don't know if his family woke him up or what have you. And he drove straight to the hospital where this was going, where they had kidnapped baby Cyrus and taken him to. And when he drove straight there, he got arrested for protesting in front of there, which, again, is his right to do. But they arrested him for trespass, which was an illegal trespass because they didn't tell him that if he didn't leave, he was going to be trespassed. They just walked up to him, put him in cuffs, and that was that. So he has a lawsuit pending where he can sue them for that. And because he got arrested and he's one, a famous character, and number two, he's running for governor in the state of Idaho, it became national news overnight and even international. We also had a fair amount of visibility because we were involved in a lot of things. You know, we're politically active and visible in the community. So we had a platform with a lot of connections as well. And we sent out, you know, I went home that night and sent out messages to every single person that I knew in town. We sent it out to a list of thousands of subscribers and to all my personal contacts that I know personally, asking people to pray, number one, et cetera. And the next morning, over 400 people showed up to St. Luke's Hospital to protest baby Cyrus's kidnapping. So we had protests going on in front of the hospital every single day, day after day after day. People were calling by the thousands. They were sending in emails by the thousands. They were basically essentially shutting down their phone system, their email system, to the point where, you know, not shutting down the email system, but when you wake up in the morning, you got 3,000 emails and you can't sift through them to get to what you're trying to do. It's disruptive to their work. And so after just a few days, they turned baby Cyrus back over to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. So we moved our protest from St. Luke's Hospital to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. After 7 days of this going on nonstop, every single day we were protesting from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Literally every single day. I held a press conference at 5 or 6 p.m. every single day to expose more evidence, to show the corruption, to show how it was all a lie. They take baby Cyrus under the lie that he was in what they call imminent danger. Imminent danger is a clause that's part of Idaho state statute, and it's in most states, it's the same phrasing and the same vocabulary. Imminent danger means essentially if they don't take the baby away from the parents, he's going to die within seconds. He's at the point of death, has to be given over to a doctor to care for him because he is going to die right now. Well, that's a pretty high threshold to cross. You have to have evidence. You have to be a doctor. You have to know that this baby is about to die. And in this case, of course, that did not happen. It was all a lie. The baby was not in imminent danger. Idaho Department of Health and Welfare admitted it in the documentation that we have that he wasn't in danger. St. Luke's Hospital admitted it in their documentation wasn't in danger. In fact, the hospital who saw baby Cyrus the night that they took him to St. Luke's Hospital said very plainly in her documentation written in the medical records, and we now have video evidence from the body cam footage from the cops as well, but the doctor said on the medical records, this is a healthy baby without interventions. Now, they're taking my grandson under the guise of him being in imminent danger when the doctor says, no, it's a healthy baby. And that's all documented. Didn't matter. They took him anyway. Well, we're exposing this every day posting it on the website. We're having press conferences. People are sharing it on social media. And they're just getting, you know, beat up in the news every single day. People like yourself are allowing us to come on and do news stories about it. And after 7 days, they said, okay, we can't handle this anymore. We're going to give the baby back. So they gave the baby back to Levi and Marissa with something called the safety plan that anybody who's been involved with CPS or DCFS or DPS or whatever they call it, this is the way they actually manipulate most people. It is what's called a safety plan. It is an agreement you make that basically they hold your children at hostage and they dangle in front of you. They dangle them in front of you like a carrot, which is if you agree to do what we say, we'll let you have your kid back. And then they create all this big mess of requirements of things that you have to do that essentially is you admitting, I'm a terrible parent. I can't take care of my kid without government help. And so then they then use that against you in court later to take the kid back. And so In most cases, you never want to sign one of these safety plans. But in this case, our lawyers said go ahead and sign it because it was the most loosest they'd ever seen. But nevertheless, what happens is they now have baby Cyrus back in their care physically, but he is still legally the custody of the state of Idaho until the case would otherwise be dismissed. So that means that while baby Cyrus is now physically with his parents and they're caring for him and raising him, etc., the state of Idaho is still being paid by the federal government for baby Cyrus.
And that's why they did this.
Of course. Then we kept on, and of course, you know, the social workers then have the right to come in any single day to the house and to review everything, and they have to make every decision with the social worker in mind, and the social worker calls himself the third parent, that you have to talk to them about everything and get everything approved through them and blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's absolute disaster. It's a mess. It's disgusting. We kept posting, you know, daily, nearly daily blog articles telling the whole story so everybody knows, and posting all the evidence and describing, you know, doing complete exposés on the social workers and the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, going on radio shows like yourselves. Cause I got, let me just tell you something that's good information for you and your listeners, Dave, and that is everything that we experienced and everything we went through demonstrates that there's no justice in the family court system whatsoever. The judge themselves are paid for by the system. They're literally paid for by the system, which is absolutely disgusting. And it should be totally illegal, but this was going on all around the country. So there's no justice. So since there is no justice in the courtroom, period, and I hate to break that news to people who think that there's justice in America, not in the family court system, there's not. The only way you can get justice is through public outcry. So if it isn't for people like yourself having me on your show to explain what's going on to the whole world, there would never be justice without a huge public outcry. And so we need the public outcry in order for this to become, you know, public knowledge. Well, before the secondary hearing, which is called the adjudicatory hearing, with, you know, our legal team, legal support, continued public outcry, they just dismissed the case. They just flat dropped it. And so we're very grateful that this has been now a month. I guess it's been a month. Yeah, it's about a month ago. Just a little over a month ago, the entire case was dropped.
So that safety, the safety care plan is now no longer in effect.
It's no longer in effect. The entire case is dropped. It's over. Baby Cyrus is free. And we picked up our family and moved out of Idaho, and we live in Florida now.
Why am I not surprised that you would do that? Now, I mean, the sad thing about it is that a lot of these liberals californicated Idaho, and I think the mentality of parents not having any rights. I mean, I hate to say this, but biblically, God, you know, we have offspring. Those offspring are ours to raise in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I mean, that is just it in a nutshell. And for the state to come in and start playing God, I mean, they're really asking for a lot of trouble here. But see, now you're in Florida. St. Luke's obviously has to go to federal court because now it's interstate and they have to sue you in federal court. How do you intend on exposing everything that they did to a federal judge who is probably just as corrupt as the state judges were?
So they're not suing me in federal court. They're suing me there in a local county court for defamation, amongst other things.
Oh, my. You know, defamation can't happen if you're telling the truth, Diego. You know that, and I know that.
That's exactly right. And they know that as well. However, they 100% know that. And part of the response that I'm drafting, because I literally barely got the paperwork. The lawsuit started, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago when we first found out about it. And I still haven't been served. Now, I'm not going to blame them for not serving me since, you know, I moved out of the state. So it's not necessarily easy to follow that process. But nevertheless, I just got it. And part of my response is very simple, is that anything they want me to take off of our website or anything they want me to retract, I'm happy to do so without a lawsuit if they can just demonstrate that anything posted was false or anything I've ever said is a lie. If so, I'm happy to post a retraction. I'm happy to publicly give a retraction. But we know for a fact that they've also stated that their whole reason in doing this, and they stated this in private. And so how do we know what happened in private? Well, we have people who've told us because they were connected that this is their whole purpose and goal. And it came back through some friends of ours who are lawyers, that they just want to bankrupt me personally and shut my mouth. That is their whole goal because they're sick and tired of us exposing them. And they know St. Luke's is the most powerful entity in Idaho. They're controlled by the biggest lobbyists in the state who literally own the governor. They own the government, and they are subsidized by federal and state tax dollars. They have an endless supply of money. They could sue me for having a funny face. It doesn't matter. The lawsuit will last 5 years, and it would devastate me financially and will devastate me, and they know that's how they win. Because, again, there's no justice. It's just pure corruption. So going back to what you said about, you know, God gives us children, and we're supposed to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, one of the things people are not aware of to recognize how evil and wicked this is that God's law only describes a very few number of crimes that are capital crimes that are worthy of death as punishment. We call it capital punishment. And a capital crime is a crime that is worthy of death. In God's law, there's only a handful of full of these things. One is murder. Second one is adultery. And a third one is kidnap. Now, in the Bible, the word kidnap is not used. The word is called man-stealing. Because it's the same thing if you take a child and kidnap them, or if you steal somebody and force them into slavery. It's called man-stealing. And God's word specifically states, whether you've sold that person off or not, the act of kidnap alone is worthy of death.
That's amazing. And you see, the thing is that we were talking during the break, too, about a lot of different things that are happening, not just with Jeffrey Epstein, but with Pizzagate and everything else. And, of course, QAnon jumped all over that, and everybody's pointing fingers, and there's this underground network and Adrenochrome, and all of this stuff came out. And see, St. Luke's, I mean, you got to be bad for their business, because ever since you went public with this whole thing and documented everything on your website on freedomman.com,
.org.
.org. All right, let me correct that. It's .org, folks, for those of you writing it down and you want to go see it, freedomman.org. And so, you know, even though they've got the kid and they're back in Florida, there isn't a whole lot that Idaho authorities can do unless they want to go interstate with it. And the problem is you've already exposed what's going on right now. And basically, you would be thinking, and here's the thing, you get discovery. And this is the one thing. If they're going to sue you, you get the right to come back, hit them with interrogatories, admissions, and production of documents and requests for all the records for any videotape. You get to pull in social workers, police officers, doctors, the holistic health care practitioner that demanded you take baby Cyrus to the hospital in the first place. You get to depose all of these people, and I understand that it's $3,000 roughly per deposition in legal fees these days. If you want to conduct an adequate deposition of somebody, you have a give, send, go account now. You want to describe where that is and how people can get to it if they want to donate.
Sure, they can get to it right there from that Freedom Man website. And what everything you're saying, and when you go there, there's a Baby Cyrus link, and you click on Baby Cyrus, and everything's right there, and there's a big button that they can find to donate if they're so inclined to do so. But everything you said about and I you know, that part's really hard for me to ask for donations. That's why I kind of just brush over it quickly, but it is there for folks. Everything you said about the deposition and discovery and all that, that is 100% true. And in the lawsuit that they're filing against me, part of their claims that they've made, and there's like over 100 claims that they're making, all of them are lies and false. But some of the things that they're saying in there really is just hosing themselves. I'll give you an example. One of the things they're saying that I defamed the hospital and I defamed their president because I, for example, said that the president made money and personally profited off of the COVID scam. And we know for a fact that he did. We can prove it. It's demonstrable. For example, every single year before COVID, the CEO of St. Luke's made about $1 million a year. And then after COVID in 2020 and 2021, between those 2 years combined, he made $18 million. So how is that not profiting off of the entire scam? It's absolutely ridiculous. And we have all of this, of course, evidence. And here's the beauty of this. And also that we exposed and we said that these are the people who were giving, you know, using faulty ventilator protocols that killed people during the COVID scam. We know that happened for a fact. We know they were giving remdesivir to people fully knowing that it was harmful to them. And they did it anyways because they were being financially incentivized to do so. Well, I said that just like I'm saying it right now on air. And so they're saying, oh, that's a lie. What I'm saying is a lie and that's not true. Well, guess what? because they're saying that that's a lie. They now have to prove in court that that's a lie, and we get discovery to prove that, no, it's true. So these things like the use of remdesivir, the use of faulty ventilator protocols that killed people and whether or not hospitals knew about it or not, the amount of money that came into these hospitals through the CARES Act, et cetera, these are all things that people know about that we colloquially share one with another, and we know that these things happen, but it's never been proven in a court of law ever in the 2 years of the COVID nonsense going on. This is going to be the first case in the country that we are aware of where all of the dollar figures are going to be put on display. All of the history of what people knew about remdesivir and these ventilators. I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of Americans were killed on ventilators? And we're going to now get proof to show that they knew that they were killing people on protocols, and they kept doing it anyhow using these ventilators. This has never been proven in a court of law before because these guys want to sue me for defamation, and they put that in the lawsuit. They put it in there.
They opened up that can of worms.
They opened it up, and so now this local little case in the state of Idaho is now going to have national and even international value to everybody who wants to know the truth of what went down during the COVID years.
Well, see, and the thing is I wouldn't be able to interject any of that legal objectives, because of the fact that I've been a paralegal for the last 12 years before I took on host duties here at the Power Hour. So we are out of time here. Diego Rodriguez, the website is called freedomman.org. Go there, donate, help the cause, expose all this. This is the best thing you can do, even if you can't do anything else in your life. This is the cause to donate to. Mr. Rodriguez, thank you so much for being on the Power Hour with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of time for the segment. We will be back tomorrow in the meantime. Dave Krieger at the Power Hour saying God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.